Arich will say good morning. We are picking up on page Kuf Chaf Aleph in this section called Tzivuyim Va'azharos, where the Rebbe is going back and kind of reviewing certain concepts that he articulated and espoused in earlier chapters, and just solidifying them, fine-tuning them a bit, and reviewing them because of their incredible importance. So we left off, we're on the second to last paragraph on the page. Lama ze tilchash hasberchas haTorah. Why is it, says Rebbe, that you whisper Berchas HaTorah and Kriya Shema in the morning? Kidvarim she'in bohem mamish. Whispering them and saying them as if they don't have any real meaning. Chas v'shalom. V'halo kol hayom b'reishis so taloi. This is amazing. The impact of your entire day is ultimately fundamentally dependent on how you begin it. Remember again, this is the theme. The same way he said that the way to ensure that I'm able to go ahead and wake up with zrizus is to ensure that I go to sleep with a sense of simcha and a sense of purpose. Ultimately, again, same idea. The way that I start my day in a dramatic and meaningful way is by saying Kriya Shema and Berchas HaTorah with kavana. These are like the spiritual jumper cables for my morning. If I say them with kavana, if I say them with intensity, if I say them in a way with meaning, then ultimately, again, that gives me energy for the day. If I just whisper them or kind of just mumble them, mutter them, then ultimately, again, unfortunately, that compromises the start of my day. Zichorna es ha'ol asher alecha. Remember the responsibility which is on your shoulders. Kala olamos. The entire universe, and even the ability to perceive the holiness of God in this world rests on my shoulders. Small responsibility. Just small little responsibility. He says, Dag al zeh, you should be concerned about this, meaning contemplate this. Umitoch dai gazu, chashov o emar, and as a result of this contemplation, a person should think to himself or say to himself, Ribono shel olam, la'avodascha es kol atzmi ani moser. Ribono shel olam, I'm giving myself over in totality to your service. Hoshia she'es kelios abdecha ulemale es ritzoncha. Ribono shel olam, provide me with salvation that I should be a good servant and fulfill your will. We talk machshava zu, and as a result of this machshava, emar birchas haTorah, a person should say birchas haTorah in the morning. Ubakish me Hashem haredna, and I ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to make it sweet for me, that when I learn and when I engage in spirituality, it should be something sweet. Shiyatim gam l'cha es mesikos haTorah. He should allow me to taste of the sweetness of Torah. So we'll say, in this second piece, the Piagetzna has now transitioned, ultimately again, from the nighttime to the morning. And how do you prepare for a successful day? To say Birchas HaTorah, how do you prepare for a successful day? Recite Birchas HaTorah and Kriya Shema Bikavana. When a person begins that, because understand why Birchas HaTorah and Kriya Shema, because ultimately, again, these two tefillos help me remind myself that I am responsible for what unfolds in the universe. The universe literally sits on my shoulders. The ability to perceive Kiddusha in this world sits on my shoulders. And I have to be up for the task. And how do I ensure that I'm up for the task? Ultimately, by spiritually readying myself every single morning. How do I engage in proper spiritual preparation for the day ahead? Shema, Birchas HaTorah. I should say Birchas HaTorah and Kriya Shema. That's the beginning. That's the first step. There are many things that I'll do throughout the day to bolster my spirituality, but that's the beginning. Bottom of page Kuf Chaf Aleph. Next. I suppose this section happens to be very beautiful because the Rebbe is just giving like Eitza after Eitza after Eitza. Right? Different pieces here. Next. Zuchar. Sha'ata mitzivosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember that you are a member of the legions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Veskadluso bereshis psichas an einecha alecha lahagris ve'es adon ha'olam al page kofchav beis al kol ha'olam lahamlich uba'amrecha adon olam havi medayik u'mispa'el mikol teva u'teva shebo. We'll say this is amazing. Right? This probably is the hardest thing that the Rebbe has mentioned throughout this entire sefer. What do you think? You should have kavana when you say Adon Olam. So first of all, this presupposes that we're saying Adon Olam, right? But okay, but right, this is so good. It's a different discussion, I guess, for all of our the Cheshbon HaNefesh we have to have. But the Rebbe says something amazing. I'm part of the legions of God, and my job is to be an ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam. If you're going to be an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to know and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does that knowledge and appreciation come from? So the Rebbe posits, it comes from Adon Olam. Right? It comes from Adon Olam. Ultimately, Adon Olam is the first statement in the morning where I am declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of all, and ultimately going through His core attributes. Therefore, says the Piyajetzna, it's exceptionally important that I have Kavana during Adon Olam. Next. Kodem Kriyashima, Hafseik, Ezer Regan Mechashov. We'll say before reciting Shema, before reciting Shema, a person should pause for a few moments and think to himself, Hinini Mekabel Alatzmi, Ol Malchus Shamayim. I am about to accept upon myself the yoke of heaven. Meaning what that means, is we use that term a lot, what it means is, I'm about to accept upon myself the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm accepting God's monarchical identity upon myself. That's part one. V'hinini mevatel atzmi ligadlusa ukdushasa yizbarach. And I mevatel myself. Right? I am, you know, Rav Levi Yitzchak discusses this idea that in Chassidus there's the yesh and the ein. Right? The yesh means I'm something, the ein means I am not. It doesn't mean like an unhealthy feeling that I'm nothing. It means I mevatel myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, in life, we often go ahead and experience conflict. That conflict is between what God wants for me and what I want for myself. That's the conflict we encounter, many of us, every moment of every single day. And therefore, says that Rebbe, life is so much about being mevatel, your das, to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mevatel atzmi, legadluso ugdushaso yisbarach. And so the Rebbe posits something amazing. He says that before I say Shema, what I'm supposed to keep in mind, just before I'm supposed to keep in mind, is this two-pronged Kabbalah. Number one, I am accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu on my apamas. I am accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my God. I'm being Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim. That's step one. But what does that mean? That means that I am Mevatel myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I'm no longer going to live a life of a tension between what I want and what God wants, but rather again, I'm going to be mevatel my das to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever God wants, whatever the emotional wants, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me, that's what I want for myself. Umitoch machshava zu emor shema. And then in the midst of this machshava, go ahead and say shema. V'havi mechavim, kimo sha'amru chachaminu zichrono lebracha, lam lichayu ba'shamayim va'aretz va'arberucho sa'olam. And you should have in mind, when saying Shema, to anoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king over the heaven, the earth, the four directions of the world, which we will say by the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that's why when you say Shema, so some go ahead and move their head up, down, and in all the directions. Ultimately, again, to show that I'm being mamlech, I'm accepting God's monarchical identity on everything. Heaven, earth, all the different directions. These words are very haunting that the Rebbe wrote, right? And that I'm ready to go ahead and give my life. I'm ready to throw myself into the fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe, of course, dies al Kiddush Hashem. So these words are very, very haunting. But the idea that the Rebbe is saying over here is this supposed to say, what does this mean? First of all, it's a little bit heavy to think this every single morning, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ready to throw myself into the fire for you. What it means is, I'm mevatel myself to you. Whatever it is that you need of me, and whatever it is that you want of me, I'm yours. I'm yours. And I'm not going to live a life where my wants and desires conflict with yours. Whatever it is that you want of me, I am here to serve you. So we'll say, so in this section of Shema, so you see, it's very beautiful. So you see, the Rebbe is going, just so you understand what he's doing, because this is why this section is so incredible. He started with Kriya Shema Lamita, then went ultimately again to Birchas HaTorah, Kriya Shema in the morning, which is that first little Shema, not the real Kriya Shema later on, and then he goes to Kriya Shema itself. Oh, I'm sorry. Then Adon Olam, and now Kriya Shema itself. And in the section of Kriya Shema itself, so the Rebbe says, what do I do? Again, I have to pause for a few moments and remember a couple of things. Number one, I'm accepting upon myself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my God. That's number one. Number two, I am mevatel myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does it mean to be mevatel? It's no longer, life is no longer going to be about what I want, what I think, my system of right and wrong. But rather, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I give myself over to you. Amamlich Yuan Shamayim Aretz Dalid Ruchos. And literally, again, even if Chas HaShalom, you would require me to throw myself into the fire for you, it's not what I want, but I would be willing to do so. That's the level of Hisbatos. That's the level of Bittul. That's the level, ultimately, of giving over that I'm ready to achieve for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Piyajetzna, this is what I have to have in mind before I say Shema. And then once I have all of this in mind, then I'm ready for Kabbalah's Omachu Shemayim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up the next page, Kufchav Beis, tomorrow.